Okay, you guys, we have a special treat today because this is one of my very best buddies from high school.
Heck yeah.
Brian Draney. He is awesome. And we have so many stories that I probably shouldn't share. Not really. No.
We got a couple.
We were very innocent youth. So this is Brian Draney. He is the owner of Cornerstone Custom Painting and Palmetto Pools.
Yep.
And I told him if he came on my podcast, he has to give me a lazy river in my backyard. Because we're a really up-and-coming podcast, so I get my lazy river. I really actually want one, but my husband won't go for it.
We could record the podcast while we're floating.
And then we can write it off, right? Yes, that would be a business. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yep,
okay, it's going to happen. Okay. So I've known Brian, we graduated in 96. That kind of ages us. Yeah.
Yep.
You started out with painting.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about that and what you do or what you specialize in, who your ideal client is.
Sure. So... So we do residential and commercial painting. We've been doing that for approximately about 23 years.
And I've had Brian do my own house, you guys, so this is not some rando.
Random person off the street, some crazy.
Well, he is rando. But, anyway.
But no, anyhow, I started when I was in college.
Yeah.
And so at the time, I had a roommate that was my mission companion, and he worked for a paint contractor.
Okay.
And so I was going to school up at the U. I was taking all my business classes, and at the time, I was like, well, that's great that I'm learning about marketing and human resources and management, but I wanted to try and put those principles, apply everything.
Yeah.
And so my roommate came home one day and he's like, Brian, we need to start up a painting business. You know, and I kind of laughed at him and I'm like, Donald, you're crazy, dude. I said, I don't know anything about painting. He goes, no, that's fine. He goes, really, painting's not that hard. He goes, but you're really good at business. You're good at talking to people, going out. And so he goes, you have that personality. And ever since I was little, I just wanted to do my own thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
didn't want to work for other people.
Yes, I'm very hard-headed where I don't take instruction well. You can ask my wife. She's over there nodding going, yep. And so, you know, I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to be in charge of myself.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to make goals for me. I didn't want to
work. Daughter said when she was three, I want to do whatever I want.
Yeah. I didn't want to work for the man.
Yeah, you know? I think I was telling, was it you or my husband, Eric, that I said, I was like, I don't think I could work for somebody else at this point in my life. Like, I couldn't, after doing my own thing for so long, I couldn't.
No, I couldn't.
He's the opposite.
I'm fine being the silent number two.
You're off in the background just doing your thing.
And he loves being number two.
Yeah. Yeah, less stress. Yeah. That is true.
It is. It is.
You
know,
that's one thing I do miss.
And you can be done at 5 o'clock most of the time.
Yeah, go home.
Not so much in mortgages, but anyway.
Well, it just, I don't know. I like building the things and watching it grow, but I don't have to be or necessarily want to be the face.
Yeah.
Like, I just
want this.
Yeah. Well, he does have a good face, though. I mean, look at the man. The beard, it's coming in.
It's like a full-on half beard. Yeah. Beard down. Great.
That's more than mine, so, you know.
Great.
Okay, so you decide to start your own painting company in college.
So with my buddy, we started together. And so what we did is we went out to apartment complexes.
I remember that early on that you were into the apartment complex thing.
Because
maybe you still are, but.
No, not anymore. Well, yes and no. But anyhow, my buddy, that's what he worked for, a paint contractor doing apartments. So he kind of knew that apartment painting and everything. So we started up. We went out. I started marketing. I just literally went to all the big apartment complexes and talked to either the manager or the maintenance manager.
Yep.
And so I got two of them that got in with me. And from there, things just kind of took off. And so we were probably doing close to maybe 100 apartments a month is what we were painting.
Yeah.
And so it was nice for
me. And were you doing the paint yourself at that point?
Okay. Yeah. So
you know when somebody's not doing a good job, you're like,
yes.
Okay.
So we were doing the painting ourselves. And for me, it worked because, you know, going to school full time at the U, so I'd go to classes in the morning and then I'd work all afternoon and kind of evening. And, you know, I was free the rest of the night to study and do my, you know, my classes and homework and stuff. Once I graduated, I decided, okay, I'm going to take a year off from school. And then I wanted to go to MBA school. I wanted to be a president or a CEO of a big company or whatever.
It's funny, like, how we think those things. And
And when I was younger, I never thought I would be in construction. My idea growing up is, I'm going to run a company. I'm going to wear a suit all day. And I quickly learned that wearing a suit all day
is
and being
not your
in an
style.
Office, I hated it.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I was doing this, I was working for IHC, and I was in their accounting department, absolutely hated it. I hated sitting at a desk all day, you know, wearing a suit, wearing a tie. It just, it was not,
not
I learned quickly, it was not for me. You know, I needed to be out and about and kind of do my own thing. So we started that together. My buddy and I, we worked together for about a year. He went off and kind of did his own thing after, and I'd stay, ever since I stayed doing it.
Yeah.
And so little by little, people would ask me, hey, can you come paint a bedroom in our house? Yeah, sure, I'll come paint your bedroom. Hey, I've got a couple bedrooms. Hey, we're doing a basement. We're finishing a basement. You know, so just little by little over the years, we kept growing. I kept getting more experience.
Yeah, because Brian painted like our new construction, like our whole house.
Yeah. And that was, what, like nine years? No, how long ago
13.
Was that? 13 years ago, wow.
We lived in it for 13 years, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm probably still one of his least favorite clients.
You were a pain in the ass, but I still love you. Can I say that on the air?
I'm compulsive. We'll bleep it. It's fine. We have a, but like lines for me. Oh, I have
and,
such.
And see, and I'm a very.
But he did great, so.
I'm really anal, like when it comes to our work. And so nowadays, I'm more known as kind of that higher end painter, and that's kind of the clientele I go after because that's more of our specialty now. And so I have a specific eye, you know, when we go into those upper custom homes.
Mm-hmm. So if you have somebody that's not in that, you know, like the custom homes, do you still bid those out or do you have people that you have do it or whatever?
No, for me, it doesn't matter.
You just really, you know, those kind.
So for me, it doesn't matter if say it's a $5 million house or if it's a $5,000 house, you know, to me, the job is going to be the same.
Well, the $5,000 job, the paint will be peeling off the walls from the production of meth, but it's
probably.
Fine.
And we've done some meth houses before.
Oh my gosh,
they're not fun.
Yeah, yeah, we've actually had to deal with that a few times. Yeah. Just
I
in
bet.
Our line of work, of all of a sudden the meth test comes back positive, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Your like, housewife
sweet
is
sweet little baby, sweet little Betty, 90-year-old
cooking meth. Yes. That's sweet. Anyway.
Yes, we did a house. What was that? Two summers ago in Draper, we did a meth house. And was it last year? Last year. No, man, it was a nightmare.
So gross.
And so, and there's a, the thing is with meth houses, there's a lot of variables that you just don't know until you're there. And so when, like when we went and walked with the realtor to give him a bid, I think our bid was like, it was a big house in Draper. It was like $20,000 to do the whole interior of this house.
Yeah.
But after they had the cleaning company go through, the cleaning company, the meth, what do you call them?
Remediation.
The remediation company went through and they spray this liquid over everything. And the problem is that moisture
sucks up.
It sucks into all the drywall, the baseboards, the casings. So as we
so
go
you
there
do a bid and then all of a sudden it's all
and it,
ruined.
And it changed because now we're walking through this house going, oh my gosh, all this baseboard now is like totally just swelled up, or there's big drywall areas where now there's big bubbles in
it. A lot of times they even have to take out drywall depending on the severity of stuff. It's such a, and it's surprisingly a huge problem in Utah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And
well,
so.
With our other podcast, we learned it's one of the reasons is because we have such a low threshold. Like Utah.
Oh, yeah, Utah actually has a low threshold of what's allowable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
that's
they
one of
show,
that's scary.
But they have a low threshold, meaning that more people show up as a failed meth test.
Oh, okay.
Right, so it's actually better that it picks it up sooner.
So these aren't the real numbers, but like, for example, the rest of the United States is like a 4, and Utah's like a 1.
Huh.
So that's why we, you know, Utah's this meth, whatever. It's know that we have higher standards.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as quality, but yeah. On that, at least.
Yeah. We learned that in one of our other podcast episodes.
Yeah, our
episodes.
Home inspector, he was like, yeah, it's because of that. Anyway, but okay, so you do the home painting. And honestly, like when I went to Brian and said, I can see a waiver in my lines, he came and fixed it and he didn't give me crap about it. He says I'm a pain.
He silently
he went home and badmouthed me.
Gosh,
he badmouthed me, I'm sure of it. But like they just did it and got it done for me and I loved it. And I refer everybody.
Yep.
To Brian on Connect Utah and a lot of other, anytime anybody is asking. So, and then recently, how many years have you been doing the pool thing? 3?
So we started that last year.
Was it?
Yeah, just
I thought
recently.
It was 3 years. So he started this pool company.
Yep.
Tell us about that. Because I know that a lot of my neighbors couldn't get a pool for like 2 years or there was like waiting lists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we started pools 2 years ago. Having done painting for so long, I got to kind of a position where the company was kind of running by itself.
Yep.
My wife, Yali, has been helping me with the painting business. So it kind of gave me a little bit
freed
more time.
Up.
And seriously, we were looking for, as we get older, we're kind of thinking about retirement.
Yeah.
You know,
we're
and
honestly, so old.
No, well, not that old. We feel like it, but
I fell and broke my hip the other day. Yeah. It's fine.
But anyhow, as you get older, you start thinking about retirement. You start thinking about money.
Right.
You know, and one of the.
And being self-employed.
Well, yeah. Yes and no. And so like one of the biggest failures I did as a business owner earlier is I didn't stock away money.
Yeah.
You know,
I think a lot of people don't, because if you're not doing like a 9-to-5 or where you have a 401k that just automatically takes it out, it's very natural to spend it. And it's just all of a sudden it's gone. And then you're sitting here at 45 going, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to retire in 20 years. What's going to happen?
Okay. Yep. And so that kind of that reality hit me and I started to think, okay, I've got to come up with another business idea.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, we've only been married for 5 years, and so we wanted to maybe start something together.
Yeah.
You know, that she could also be a part of and have something, you know, be involved with something too. And so 3 years ago, we built a pool in our backyard.
By yourselves?
No. So, well, okay. Yes and no.
Okay.
So we did it, but my wife has a
really
good friend.
It was like practicing to build mine?
Yes. Okay. That's where, when we do your river pool next year. And so this spring, we're going to start.
Yeah.
And so.
Tell my husband it's free and I'll just slowly like funnel money to you.
I got to make sure my wife doesn't listen to this one, because
she's going to want a pool. Huh?
Dude, Savannah loves pools.
It's anyway. Like a mermaid. Anyway, sorry.
So, but anyhow, we did a pool in our backyard, and we just did a small one. My wife has a friend who's been in the pool industry 25 years. He's a small subcontractor who doesn't do everything from start to finish.
Okay.
And at the time when we were doing our pool, I had probably 10 painting clients that were doing pools at the same time.
Interesting.
And so while we were doing our pool, you know, I was so enthralled with the whole building process.
Mm-hmm.
I've just always had like a creative mind where I like to build stuff, like to make stuff. And so I'd ask all my clients, hey, how's your experience going with your pool builder? Guess what every single one of them said.
Terrible.
What do you guys think?
The worst.
Yeah.
Every single one of them said it's horrible. They don't communicate. They never show up when they say they do.
That drives me nuts with contractors.
And that's me as a contractor for over 20 years. I always try and do that.
Right.
If I'm going to say I'm going to do something, I'm going to follow up and do it. And
see, we always laugh because we're like, how it does not seem hard to me to do what you said.
What you're supposed to do.
What you're supposed to do.
You know you're going
to
do.
And to me, it seems like the bare minimum, right? I said I'd be there at 3, so I'll be there.
Or
maybe at 3:05.
Or if you're not, send a text.
Right,
you
something.
You know, just saying, hey, I'm running a little bit behind. I'll be
there
in an
hour. I ended up having to hire a different HVAC company because the place told me probably no less than 5 times that they were coming.
Yeah.
And just didn't show.
Just ghosted, yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm hiring somebody else. And I make sure everyone knows
and
not to use
it. And that's standard. What's weird is that standard, for as long as I've been in this industry, for contractors.
It is.
That's kind of like the stigma
of being a
contractor.
It's like okay for them to be flaky.
And so when people ask me, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a contractor. You know, and I got to like hide, you know, the stigma that we as contractors have.
Well, they've earned it.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately.
But a lot of them.
Right.
I'd say that.
Right. There's a lot of them. And there's some really excellent ones. So you saw, obviously, people were not happy with that and probably saw it and were like, hey, I can get into that.
And so when I sat and reflected, I kind of a light went off in my head and said, huh, here's an opportunity that, you know, I have business experience with my company over the past 20 years where I've made Cornerstone Painting really successful. And I've built kind of on that image of high quality standards so I could take those same principles in my painting company and build a pool company.
Yeah.
And so in where we had Jose, a good friend who's been in the industry forever, he knows all the contacts, so we had a really
you
good
had a
relationship.
Quick hookup with the right people.
So he knew all the people, he could introduce us to all, you know, all the good subcontractors and so forth. And so we were at a baseball tournament in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I was talking to my wife and I said, hey, let's do it. Let's start up a pool company. And she's like, you're crazy. Or what did you
tell me?
You
probably say that a lot to Brian about a lot of things, right?
She always tells me I'm crazy. And so we did. So literally on the plane on Delta flying home, I sat and made a logo.
Yeah.
Came up with the name Palmetto Pools. And what's interesting is Palmetto is actually the state tree of South Carolina.
Oh, funny.
Where we went on our vacation.
Yeah.
And so, we started it. We came home. We talked to Jose. And we said, hey, if we start this up, what do you think about, you know, helping us?
Yeah.
And we'll hire
work together or whatever.
Work together and everything. And so it is. So last year we did 4 pools. I think this year we're going to do 12 pools.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the thing. There's a huge demand for it.
There is.
And I'm sure COVID kind of was a big thing too, because everyone's at home and wanting something to do in their backyard. But my neighbors, like, they were literally on a list for 2 years to get a pool.
Cow.
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, I even, before I knew you were going to do pools, I was like, that is a huge business opportunity if you came into it and had the infrastructure to go and build pools. Yep. You could get so much, you know, as probably as much business as you possible. Wanted. Yeah, as much as you'd like.
Yeah.
And it's like that in St. George too, you know, in Vegas, because every house has a pool there pretty much. But
Definitely the pool industry in Utah has completely exploded.
It totally has. So, because when we were kids, like, nobody had like
2 people that had a pool.
And now it's like everybody wants a pool in their backyard. Yep. I have an above ground white trash pool and I love it.
You still get wet. Let's do your river pool and be done with it.
Well, a lot of my things are like temporary. Like, I just need this for this year because Brian's building me a free pool.
A river pool river as pool. Well. Yes. So, but anyhow, that's how we kind of got into the pool industry.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. It's been a blast.
Okay. So tell our folks how they would get in touch with you for either painting or the pool stuff. Because these are 2 separate entities.
Yeah, 2 separate businesses.
But do you have 2 separate phone numbers or 1 phone number?
No, 1 phone number.
Okay. So give us the phone number.
Yep. Phone number is 801-918-9014.
And I have his number too. And so if you can't remember him, come to me and I'll get it for you. And then Palmetto Pools.
Yep.
You have a Facebook page for that.
I do. It's Palmetto Pools of Utah.
Of Utah. Okay.
And then also I have a Facebook for Cornerstone, which is Cornerstone Custom Painting.
Okay. So look for him there. Do you have websites as well? Just do everything for
Facebook. So if you go to my Facebook pages,
it's all there.
Both Palmetto Pools and Cornerstone, you'll find my phone number. You'll find websites, links. I've got pictures, videos of jobs. Everything on there.
Yeah. And I've known him long enough that, like, I would trust you to come do a pool in my yard and that it would be done well, because he doesn't want me to be that pain in the a like he
like he calling it midnight. Hey,
I want to swim tomorrow. Can you come out? But anyway, so call him. And like, I've had experience with the paintings, so I call you all the time where I'm like, how much would it? Oh, and you do custom, like, you do cabinets too.
Yeah, so we do cabinet repainting
and exterior
refacing. We do exterior painting.
Yeah, that was one of the things I didn't realize when you were just doing paint, you know, like custom painting or whatever, that you could paint. I'm going to actually paint the outside of my house at some point. It's a new house, so I can't justify it to my husband. But, you know.
You don't want to do it pink?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No.
One wall. Just one
side.
One
wall.
Just all the trim.
The back wall, so the neighbors don't see it.
I want it to look like a circus tent, so all the trim. The board and batten.
Depends on what the HOA says, you know.
They don't care. We're out in, like, Taylor. It's
in the middle of nowhere.
I'm just kidding. But what was my point?
The HOA gets
I usually get derailed. Exactly. But anyway, he does a great job. So they do exterior homes. They do cabinet refinishing. Yep. And I repainted my own cabinets, and I wish I had called Brian.
It's a lot of work.
Yes, it is a lot of work, and it would have looked a lot better than what I pulled off. So anyway, give him a call. But thank you for coming in.
Yep,
it's been fun seeing you and harassing you yet again.
Yeah,
and he
fun.
Brought in his Garbage Pail Kids for me to see.
So yes. Back from elementary, like my collection of Garbage Pail Kids.
It's amazing.
So I think the next business you need to do is a plumbing company, just because your last name.
No, I know. My last name is Drainy.
You should.
Drainy.
So all grown up.
Can I start it and then you don't actually do it? But
everybody'd always call me Drano. Hey Drano.
Oh,
hey
gosh.
Drano. That was.
Do you want to know
joke.
What people called me with the last name of Affleck?
What
Affleck?
No,
Affleck.
That and Asslick. I'm not going to say it on my podcast. But thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for having me, guys.
Definitely give Brian a call. He does a great job. And
thank you.